Good morning, everyone. I'm Sarah Dennis Phillips, the San Francisco Planning Director. The Family Zoning Plan, adopted on its second reading this Thursday of December, is both a generational change and at the same time, a pretty modest one. By reversing exclusion and expanding housing opportunity, it tells a new story of who and what San Francisco is for. Yet, it does through mostly incremental changes. By designing more homes inside the same envelope, by creating stronger commercial corridors, and creating nodes where we can welcome more families. It's also a plan that has taken years to pull together. Anyone that tells you there hasn't been enough time to review or outreach done to the neighborhoods has not walked alongside the amazing San Francisco planning team that is behind me. Their work began years ago, and since then, they've talked to thousands of San Franciscans, taken so much input, and done a monumental amount of work that results in what we're signing today. And their effort was adopted wholesale by a mayor who came in January wanting to support housing from the get-go. So honored by that. It was supported by a board who understood that we had state mandates in front of us, and it was shepherded through the process by a very special supervisor who put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over the last 6 weeks. I'm so honored to be before all of the advocates, community members, and decision makers that stand behind us. I'm also incredibly honored to announce the man who is going to sign this legislation today and brought it to where we are today, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
I apologize in advance. This is not the shortest. But I am so proud today to be here in San Francisco before you. By signing the zoning plan, we are creating a generational roadmap for how our city builds housing so the next generation can build their lives here. And we will do it the San Francisco way. Behind us is the kind of housing San Francisco used to build. Multifamily homes that add density, fit the neighborhood, and give workers and families a place to put down roots. Zoning decisions nearly 50 years ago made it so you couldn't build these types of homes in over half of San Francisco. This family zoning plan changes that. Across the city, many families are asking the same question. Can we afford to stay? Can our kids ever come back if they leave? As elected leaders, we have a responsibility to answer those questions with solutions. And the family zoning plan is one of the most important tools we have. The urgency is real. We hear it in the voices of the people who serve this city every day. During this legislative process, San Francisco Firefighters Local 798 and the Police Officers Association stood up to support the family zoning plan and say clearly, we need more housing so the people protecting this city can live in this city. Consider this story of one firefighter, a fifth-generation San Franciscan who grew up in the Sunset, went to St. Cecilia's and Sacred Heart, and always believed that joining the fire department meant building a life here. But after his second child was born, the cost of housing forced his family out of the city that he serves. Today, they live in Santa Rosa, not because they wanted to leave San Francisco, but because they couldn't afford to stay. His story reflects the reality of countless families who live in the communities they grew up in and would stay if they could afford it. And it also shows what's at stake in our city's future. Only 25% of our police officers live in San Francisco today, and that is not sustainable, not for public safety, not for families, and not for the future of our city. But here's what gives me hope. Instead of quietly accepting that reality, our first responders raised their voices to support this plan because they want to build their lives in the communities that they protect. So many San Franciscans came together to make this family zoning plan a reality. It may have started with some housing advocates, but they weren't alone. It was those firefighters and police officers. It was seniors who wanted to remain connected to the communities they helped build. It was small business owners who will benefit from more customers and need workers who can afford to stay and live in San Francisco. It was affordable housing builders, labor unions, neighborhood leaders, and some incredible supervisors who worked together to keep San Francisco in control of how we plan housing. This legislation I will sign today updates a zoning code that has not kept pace with the people who live here. For more than 50 years, we have made it too hard to build. And you can see the results. San Francisco only built 1,500 homes last year. That is simply not enough. With family zoning, we open the door to building for the next generation of San Franciscans in places that make sense while protecting tenants and keeping the character of our neighborhoods intact. This is a plan designed for the future. More housing on our corridors and large parcels, duplexes and triplexes in residential areas, and a local bonus program that speeds up affordable housing without giving up our values. It means families, workers, young people, and seniors will have real options. I want to thank Board President Rafael Mandelman and Supervisor Danny Sauer, Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud, Supervisor Matt Dorsey, Supervisor Stephen Sherrill, and Supervisor Alan Wong for their partnership. And I want to, let's go. And it'll warm you up too. And I really want to recognize Supervisor Myrna Melgar. Whose work chairing the Land Use Committee helped shape and deliver this plan. Supervisor Melgar, thank you for leading this process and this plan through a long and robust legislative process that included amendments and multiple hearings that made this legislation stronger. So once again, thank you, Supervisor Melgar. With this vote, and soon with this signature, we are keeping decisions about what gets built in San Francisco right here. The state has given every city a mandate: plan for more housing or lose authority and lose funding. We are meeting that mandate with a plan that reflects our values and strengthens our neighborhoods. This is an opportunity to control our own destiny, preserve what's best about San Francisco, and build housing at all income levels. The goal is simple. Kids growing up here today should be able to raise their families here tomorrow. Signing this bill is just one step. Now the work begins. Permitting reforms through Permit SF, faster approvals for affordable housing, new paths for getting things built, and a continued collaboration with the Board of Supervisors, community partners, and the neighbors who shape this plan. San Francisco has a clear choice in front of us. We could have stood by and watched more families leave and ultimately lose control to the state, or we could act and let San Franciscans shape the city they love into a place where they can continue to live. Thank you to everyone here for choosing the San Francisco way to meet the mandate, keep our values, and make room for the next generation. Thank you.
Next, I'm honored to introduce a fellow urban planner, a champion for housing and for those who need housing, and that very special supervisor I mentioned, Myrna Melgar.
Thank you, and thank you, Mayor. I am not one of the supervisors who gets up and makes long speeches. But for this one, I'm going to talk a little bit because what we did connects to my personal story. So I am an immigrant to San Francisco. My family came to San Francisco during the Civil War in El Salvador. And this place gave my family a refuge from violence and an opportunity to thrive. I'm keenly aware that if I had landed in a different place in the U.S., we wouldn't have had the same trajectory. San Francisco has always been the land of opportunity that welcomes immigrants, welcomes people who want to love someone that is not accepted by their peers in other places. San Francisco is the just magical land of wonder, opportunity, tolerance that we all love so much. So we landed here, and I remember keenly driving up 19th Avenue with my auntie driving and all the cousins and sisters in the back, because in the 80s, we didn't have seatbelts and any of that stuff. And my auntie saying, oh, you know, this is not for us. You know, these houses are so pretty. They're so expensive. It's not for us. And today I'm the supervisor for that district, but I'm keenly aware that for my daughters, I'm the mother of three, this place is not affordable or accessible. And for immigrants like me who came from a war-torn country today, this place is not accessible or affordable. Increasingly, what we love, it's becoming unattainable. So what we did is rectify things that were done in the past, sometimes on purpose. I want to point out that in 1948, our Supreme Court of the United States said that racially exclusive covenants that were included in every neighborhood on the west side and some of the north of the city were no longer legal. And between that and 1968, when the Fair Housing Act was passed, people started moving from Chinatown, from Mission, from, you know, sometimes because of screwed up policies of our own government, the Fillmore, to other neighborhoods. And people, you know, there was a backlash. We, in 1978, downzone all of the west side, most of the north side of the city. And that led us to a severe housing crisis that we did today. Somehow, we convinced people in the Mission that the only way to protect tenants in the Mission was to preserve the views of very wealthy people in Seacliff and the Marina. And so we are rectifying that with our family zoning plan. We are saying we are still that same inclusive place of opportunity where young people can come and rent an apartment in places where schools are great, where there's parks, where there's an ocean view. That is what we stand for in San Francisco. We're also telling seniors that if you want an apartment in the place that you love, in the communities where you have friends, where you have a faith community, you can do that. You don't have to be stuck in that four-bedroom house. We have opportunities for you as well. We welcome everyone, and we are going to have a future where there's housing development, where there's customer for small businesses, where there is growth in our city to keep up with the world-class ambitions that we have, because we are ambitious and we are awesome, and we're going to continue to thrive. So thank you all for being here. I want to say thank you especially to my chief of staff, Jen Lowe, who is one of the unsung heroes, and Jennifer Fieber in my office, who put in countless hours, to the amazing planning staff, Lisa Chen especially, and Rachel Tanner, and Josh Sawiski. I want to say thank you especially to Ali Bond, who was a thought partner. To folks at YIMBY, I also think that the future belongs to the young. The Youth Commission, Young Democrats, thank you so much for showing my generation, the Gen Xers up here, that the future belongs to you, and that we need to make way for you and pave every avenue for success. And we're doing that with this family zoning plan. We still have a lot to do, but without this, it is not possible. So thank you so much for all your work. Thank you for all my colleagues for hanging in there, especially Bilal Mahmood, who is on the Land Use Committee and was like, Myrna, where are we going with all of this? And I'm like, ah, there's a plan. And we got there. So thank you so much. And thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor, for doing the circuit and talking to everyone in my district who wasn't quite there yet. But it really helped that you showed up and led the way. So thank you so much, everybody.
Next up is a policy wonk on housing long before he was voted into office. And an immediate champion of the family zoning plan upon entering City Hall, Supervisor Bilal Mahmood.
Good morning, Yimbies.
Good morning.
Let me start off by saying today, it is a great day to be a San Franciscan, and it is a great day for housing and affordability in San Francisco. The family zoning plan was no small feat, and took incredible work and dedication to get us across the touchdown. We are heading into a Super Bowl, and this was the Super Bowl of housing. And if there's an MVP to this legislation, it is the mayor's office, it is Sarah Dennis Phillips, and the quarterbacks, Rachel Tanner and Lisa Chen. I was a third-string lineman a long time ago. But it's also due to the entire planning department, whose staff held numerous meetings with community members all over the city. Their willingness to incorporate community feedback into this plan while never losing sight of a North Star, of creating new homes for all San Franciscans, is truly commendable. And while some in our city believe the housing status quo is acceptable, I know, just like my fellow renters and everyone here today, that we need to actively do everything in our power to make progress on our housing crisis. Because when only one in five households can afford a median income in 2025, down from one in 10 households in 2005, that is a problem. When our young people, families, and seniors are kept up at night, worried about whether they'll be able to stay in our city or be priced out of the communities that they love, that is a problem. And while some would rather ignore this reality, we faced it head on. When we voted yes on the family zoning plan, we said yes to incentivizing new construction and funding for affordable housing. Over $100 million a year in affordable housing funding was secured by this plan. When we said yes to a local density bonus program that led to our city to chart its own destiny. When we said yes to more homes on our commercial corridors, which will revitalize our small businesses, help our shops, bars, and restaurants thrive. We said yes to building brand new rent-controlled housing for the first time in decades. We said yes because saying no is how we landed in this mess in the first place. So thank you, Mayor Lurie, for standing with our residents, for more affordable housing, for prioritizing their needs, and for working towards a San Francisco for all. Thank you.
Our next supervisor began as a strong champion for his neighborhood, immediately became a big champion for housing across the city upon entering office, and has done so through no small feat of confrontations and opposition in his own district with a lot of strength. I'm proud to introduce Supervisor Danny Sauter.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I gave my long speech in the warmth of the chambers of City Hall, so I'm going to just keep this very brief. It is indeed a historic day in San Francisco, and this is a really, really good day. You know, I think about when we took that vote, I think about the fact that it was that very body, the Board of Supervisors in 1978, who took the vote to downzone. And I am so glad and so proud that it is this body that is working to rectify that, and we are taking the vote to upzone. And I'm proud of my colleagues on this board. I shudder to think if it were a different board of a year ago, where we might be. But we're not there. This is a good board. This is a better board. And this is a board that is working together to confront a housing crisis, finally, that is decades in the making. It is a housing crisis that has pushed out so many of our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers. And I don't think this plan is perfect. Most plans are not perfect. But what this plan indicates is that the status quo is not okay. And the status quo of apartments going for $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month and homes going for nearly $2 million on average is not okay. And this plan sets us on a course to begin to correct that, to begin to make room for a next generation. You know, I think as I'm raising my daughter in this city, I think about what this city will be like in the future. And I think about, for someone who didn't grow up here myself, what this city represented to me. And I think it is incumbent upon us to make sure that it remains that. And there is no way to do that if the housing crisis remains the way it is. So I'm proud of the vote that we've taken. I'm proud of my six colleagues on the Board of Supervisors who voted to pass this alongside me. And we got it done in a 7-4 vote. And I'm so proud of that. It is a good day. It is a good day for housing. Thank you, everyone, for getting us here. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. There's been a lot of unfortunate misinformation around this plan about what it does to renters, about what it does to our historic resources, and about what it does to our precious small businesses. There have been several key partners who have helped us cut through that misinformation and tell the truth, and I'm proud to introduce Tim Omi, President of the Council of District Merchants.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. It's an honor, honestly, to be standing up here, being president of a nonprofit, and just giving all my time for the benefit of the city is an honor. But more than that, in coming into my presidency in the last year, the family zoning plan was put upon us. And what happened from the last year was an opportunity to work with all of the supervisors and find a common path so we can make sure that displacement of small business owners doesn't negatively affect them and there's potential carve-outs for them to find opportunity once and if that were to happen. I think in this new administration, with all of the supervisors and the mayor, it's a testament to where we're going as a city. It's a testament to the revitalization and the positivity that's coming down the pipe, and I look forward to working with everyone in the future. So thank you guys very much.
And I think has already been mentioned, the young people of San Francisco have been a force that have helped move this plan forward because they understand most the future that could lay in front of them. With that, I'm incredibly proud to introduce Chanel Marie Green of the District 7 Youth Council.
Oh, wow. It's very cold today. Hello, everyone. My name is Chanel Marie Green. I'm a first-year college student representing the San Francisco Young Democrats and the District 7 Youth Council. I'm in support of the Family Zoning Plan as it acts on the progress towards breaking down the patterns of racial and economic segregation. We cannot forget our students of color, our students from low-income backgrounds, as they should be able to receive equitable living in their native city. The Family Zoning Plan benefits the youth of San Francisco through having more affordable living options along transit lines, promoting an increase in muni ridership, and a more efficient way to get to school. I wouldn't want to live in a city where my classmates and my friends would need to move out and be displaced because of how hard it is to find affordable and available housing. As we create more housing opportunities, we also need to prioritize finding affordable family housing strategies and make sure that existing residents are also not displaced as well. This is not just about the youth, but for our families that are raising us up, working to maintain a solid foundation so that our youth will be able to live and contribute to the growth of our community. As young people in San Francisco, we want to be able to continue to live in our beautiful city. I would too, as a 17-year-old, be able to settle down at a place I call home. We want our younger generations to be able to find affordable and accessible housing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chanel. I feel a little funny closing this because of all the people standing behind me, I probably have fought the least amount of time for this plan. I wish I had time to thank every one of the stakeholders, decision makers, and planners who are behind me. And I hope as we build out the next 20 years of housing in San Francisco and welcome more San Franciscans, every one of these people behind me understands the part they played in that role. We're going to close the ceremony and we're going to sign the legislation.
How are you not freezing today?
I am. I left my coat
like you are making it wrong.
I know. Go, 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 go.
Right here. I'm sorry.
I can't.
Second pin's going to go to Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud.
How are you, Bilal?
Right there.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. I was supposed to just date. Right. Got it. Okay. Yep. All right. Getting the hang of this.
Third pin there is going to go to Supervisor Dan Asada.
Supervisor.
Fourth pin's
gonna go to Annie Fryman. What's going on? You look warmer than the rest of us.
Fifth pin's gonna go to Rachel Tanner.
At the camera right here.
He's just maybe scooch in just on the left side and right side.
All right. Right here. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Still looking over here.
Excellent. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.